This is a bonus track from the National Gallery podcast. You're listening to an extract from the Renoir Landscapes audio guide. Leah Caribbean and curator Chris Riopel discuss Renoir's 1881 painting, Field of Banana Trees Near Algiers. If you'd like to take the full tour, it's available from audio desks throughout the gallery.
The French had occupied Algeria since the 1830s, and over the years, many of Renoir's compatriots had come to paint the city of Algiers and its surrounding countryside. None, however, had created a work like this.
Who would ever have thought of painting a landscape almost entirely composed of banana leaves waving back and forth in these curving patterns across the entire front of the canvas? And again, one imagines these banana plants or trees continuing to right and left as far as the eye can see. But he has just focused on this one group of them, masking white Algiers in the distance across the bay.
In an art manual Renoir planned to publish, he repeatedly called on decorative artists to observe nature and learn to imitate natural forms as a source of inspiration. This is what he seems to be doing himself in this work. But the success of this picture belies what was, for Renoir, a not entirely straightforward visit. His fellow Impressionists were hounding him for his recent decision to submit works to the Salon. He couldn't get local models to sit for him, and so, apart from Arab Festival, which hangs nearby, he was forced to paint only landscapes. And as Chris Riopel sees it, Renoir's first experience of African light also came as something of a shock.
I think his visit to Algiers in 1881 really, in a sense, discombobulated him. He'd never seen light of this intensity. It was quite a new experience, and he responded to it by painting some of his most challenging and innovative landscape compositions that he'd ever done, of which the banana plantation is certainly among the most daring.